sweetest friends, and we are going to continue our discussion of the topic of Shlichus, Tosis and Meseches Kedushin, and Daf Nuntes Amud Beis writes me Svara, and this year should be a Schus for Ilan Yoel Ben Adina Bracha. So Tosis writes that even according to Reish Lakish, who says that lo asi dibor mevatel dibor, a dibor can't be mevatel another dibor, if a woman said to her shliach, ein ritzoni shetikacheni, I don't want you to be mekadesh me, it's pashat that she's not mekudeshes. That's what Tosfos says. So we have to understand pshat in Tosfos, as we learned in the previous shir. According to Reish Lakish, the shliach can act against the Ratzon HaMishaleach. So how can you tell me that if the Shliach goes up to the Mishaleach and he says, I don't want you to be Mekadish me, the din is that the Shliach can't be Mekadish? We know that Reish Lakish holds that a Shliach can act even if the Mishaleach says no, the Shliach can still do his job. Shliach can still do what he was originally supposed to do. So pshat is, says the Kilas Yaakov in Gittin, that the mahus of a shliach is that he's acting al pi mishalcho. And therefore, if the shliach knows that mishalech doesn't want it, he's not being po'al pi mishalech, well, that's a shlichus. And therefore, even though the shliach isn't batal according to Reish Lakish, in other words, in theory, there's still a shlichus, you don't need a new minui afterwards if the guy changes his mind, but sof-sof, you can't be mimamesh the shlichus. He can't actualize the shlichus because he's only considered a shliach when he acts al das mishalcha. And according to this, and that's why according to Reish Lakish, who says lo asi dibor mevatel dibor, at the end of the day you still can't act against the will of the mishaleach. So now we can explain the svar of the Rashba that we saw in the previous shir. And the Rashba, he asked on Rashi. Rashi says that there's a havamin in the Gemara that if somebody sends a get to his wife and then he bumps into the shliach and he says the get that I gave you is batal, you might think that letzurei the kamachavein, that he's just coming to be mitzair. According to Rashi, he just wants to be mitzair his wife because he's just pushing off the shliach, but really wants to get divorced. So the Rashba says to Rashi, how can you do that? How can you go to somebody and be mevatel shlichus, even if somebody wasn't mevatel shlichus, but he just says, I don't want to give it? How can you give it? How can you give it against his will? So we said, yeah, but what about the Gemara? That's exactly what Reish Lakish holds. Reish Lakish holds that the woman can't be mevatel the shliach. So the answer is that the Rashba was talking about a case where he spoke to the shliach directly, and he said to the shliach not to be megarish, and there vadai the shliach can't do bal korcho shel mishalech, like Tosfos says. When did Reish Lakish say that you can be megarish without ratzon mishalech? When did he say that lo asi dibor mevatel dibor, and you can even go against when the mishalech says no, you can do it anyway? That's when the mishalech mevatel shelo b'fnei ashliach, and the shliach doesn't know about the bittel. In such an instance, the shliach is acting al das hashlichus. So as long as the shliach is acting al das hashlichus, it's b'seder gamur. So if he doesn't know about it, then Reish Lakish holds that lo asi dibor mevatel dibor, and he can go through with it, and it's going to be valid. But But if the shliach knows about it, and you speak right to the shliach and you say it to his face, then you have no right to go against what the mishaleach said, because then you're not acting al das the shlichus. And maybe one's not allowed to act against the shliach. One has to be al das ha shlichus, and if he's told no by the mishaleach, then he can't do it. And Rashi holds that even if he says in front of the shliach that he can't give, the shliach can still give it. And that's why Rashi says that Letzurei kamachavin, that he just wants to push him off, don't give it now. So the havamin would be that he can give it anyway. How can he give it if he wants to push it off? So Rashi holds that even if he says bifnei ha-shliach that he can't give it, the shliach can still give it. And in the Maharam in Kiddushin, he's medayik from Rashi that he doesn't hold like Tosis. And even if the Mishalech is mevatel bifnei ha-shliach, Reish Lakish holds that the shliach can carry out the shlichus, and that's what he's medayik in Kiddushin. And then the Rashi we learned in the previous year, which is in Gittin, is l'shitasa. So the shliach can go ahead and actually be megarish with his get, even if he knows that it's not the ratzon of the mishaleach. So then we have a machlokas within Reish Lakish. If, according to Reish Lakish, if you go straight to the shliach and tell him not to do it, can he go ahead and do it anyway? According to Rashi, he can. And according to the Tosis, he can't. And when, according to Reish Lakish, do we say that lo asi divor mevatel divor? That's only when he does it lo bifnei ha-shliach. Lo bifnei ha-shliach, lo asi divor mevatel divor. And even in front of the shliach, there's still the shlichus is still kayim, he just can't carry it out. And again, afterwards, you won't need to reappoint him. But originally, But to go against what he says explicitly, that you can't do. And it's only according to Tosfos when it's shelo bifnei ha-shliach that the shliach can carry out the shlichus, because he's doing it al das the shlichus, but it's bifnei ha-shliach he can't. And according to Rashi, even bifnei ha-shliach he can still carry out the shlichus, because lo asi dibor mevatel dibor, according to Reish Lakish. And with this we can be metaretz a very stark kasha that the Maharsha asked in Kiddushin and Tosfos, who learn that b'fanav Reish Lakish is mode that he can be mevatel. So if that's the case, asks the Maharsha that b'fanav you can be mevatel, so why is the Gemara asking on Reish Lakish from the Mishnah that somebody sends a get and then he bumps into the shliach and he says the get that I gave you is batel, it's batel. There he's mevatel b'fanav. So there, according to Tosis, Reish Lakish would agree that it is batel. So what's the Gemara's kasha on Reish Lakish? How could the get be batel if lo asi dibor mevatel dibor, if Reish Lakish holds that b'fanav you can be mevatel the shlichus? So the Gemara's a big kasha on Tosis, asked the Maharsha. If b'fanav you could be mevatel, then why is the Gemara asking on this case of somebody who bumps into the shliach of the get that he can be mevatel it? How can you say that according to Reish Lakish? Because Reish Lakish holds that lo asi dibor mevatel dibor, but according to Tosis it's b'fanav. So b'fanav you can. In the Maharit, he's dochek to be mefarish that the kash is not on the Reisha, and the kash is on the Seif of the Mishnah, that it's mashma that bittul is effective even shelo b'fanav. But based on what we said, that according to Tosfos, that according to Reish Lakish, bittul b'fanav, that according to Reish Lakish, bittul is effective b'fanav, is not because the shlichus is batal, just that he can't actualize the shlichus. since he's not acting al das hashlichus. Right? That's what we said. We said that it's still, the shlichus is still intact. He just can't carry it out. That's what Tosfos means. But in bitul b'fanav, there's still a shlichus here, because lo asi dibur mevatel dibur. He just can't be mimamesh the shlichus. He can't carry it out because the mishaleach told him not to. So, according to that yesod, Sugvi Mataritis follows that the Chasim Sofer in his Chedushim asked, why does the Gemara ask from the Mishnah of Hasholeach, and then he bumps into the Shliach, why does the Gemara ask, and it's Mevatel the Get, from the Mishnah on Gittin that precedes it, Ha'omer gets Ten Get Zeli Ishti Vishtar Shichur Zela Avdim Ratzalach Zor Bishneim Yachzor. Somebody says, give this get to my wife, this Shtar Shichur to my Evid. He can retract both of them. So that should also be a Kashan Reish Lakish, no? Reish Lakish holds Lo Asi Dibur Mevatel Dibur. Why doesn't the Gemara ask from there? But based on what we said, we could be mitarets one kasha with the other. That from the first parak, we don't ask because we can say that bitul shlichus doesn't help, isn't effective to be mevatel the ikar koach of the mishaleach. Just he can't be poel since it's considered that he's not doing al das shlichus. And we said that if afterwards the mishaleach wants him to do it, you don't need a maisa minu chadash because the shlichus was never betela. But in the mission of hashaleach, there it's mashma that the shlichus is batel mikol v'kol, because it says harei ze batel. So it's muchach from that that the bitul shlichus is mafkia the ikar koach of the shliach. And if he tries to be chozer and be magarish, you need a new minui. So that answers the kasha of the marasha. That he asked it according to Reish Lakish. The fun of your ladabi mevatel. The bittul is effective. So why is the Gemara asking from this case of the bumping into the shliach? So the answer is no. When you bumped into the shliach, it says harei ze bittul, which is mashma bittul v'kol v'chol. It's not just that you can't be mimamesh the shlichus. The whole thing is off. So that's a kasha taka and Reish Lakish. Even Tosfos doesn't go that far. Tosfos just says that according to Reish Lakish, the way the Kilas Yaakov learns that according to Reish Lakish, you can't actualize the shlichus. That if it's befanav, so and he's mevatel. So what is he mevatel? He's mevatel that you can't actualize the shlichus, but the shlichus is still intact. And the kasha is from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says harei ze batel, which is mashma that the whole shlichus is off. He's mafkia the ikar koach of the shliach, and you need a new minui. And from this, we ask very nicely on Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, you can't be mevatel the ikar minui. And the Mishnah says that you can be mevatel the ikar minui. And that befun of bizzle helps, according to Reish Lakish, that only means that you can't be mimamesh, you can't actualize the shlichus, but lenyan bitul shlichus mikol v'chol. There's no nafkusa, there's no difference between befanav and shalob befanav. You can never be mevatel the shlichus mikol v'chol. However, we need to understand the ikar svara. How is somebody doing a shlichus for the mishaleach when the mishaleach is saying, I don't want it, I don't want it, I don't want it? Right, according to Rashi, even if he says it b'fanav, according to Tosis in the Rashba, Tafka l'shalob b'fanav. But how is somebody doing a shlichus for the mishaleach when he's omid v'tzavech that he doesn't want it? And we also have to understand that it says in Tosis in Gitna Daflamet Gimel that there's a svara to say that bitul shlichus begitin v'kedushin, even bifnei ha-shliach, needs edei kiyum. So if we learn, like the Svar Pshuta, that a shliach who knows that the mishalech isn't interested in the shlichus is not acting al das the shlichus, why would you need edim l'kiyum? There's no asiyah b'torah shlichus. Why would you need edim l'kiyum? For, right, we have Eide Riya, which is that they just witness it, and Eide Kiyum is that they make it happen. Why would you need that, such strong Eidim, if the whole word is that the Mishalech doesn't want the Shlichus? Sof, there's not a Siva Torah Shlichus, even if they're not Eide Kiyum. And also, it's a Shver from Rav Shimon Gamliel in Gittin Lamed Gimel, when he made a Shlich B'fnei Asara, you can't be mevatel it unless the 10 people are all there. So you see that even bittul bifnei hashliach needs a chalos shem bittul, and it's not enough that the mishalech doesn't want the shlichus, that the shliach should be considered that he's po'al al das atzmo and not al das the shlichus. No, you need an actual chalos shem bittul. Why? The whole word is if the shliach doesn't want it, it can't be done, then what do you need to gather all the 10 together again? So in order to understand this, we have to know a big yisod of Rabbi Seinu Achronim. Rav Itzla Mipanovich brought in the Birchas Shmuel and Kedushin Simon Yotes, and in the Sefer Zikar and Evan Sion, and Rav Shimon Shkop in the Shari Yashar, Zion Zion, and in the Kuntres HaShlichus, that there are two types of shlichus, two forms of shlichus. There's shlichus whose inyan is nesinas koach l'shliach. You give koach to the shliach. The shliach doesn't have the koach without you, like gerushin. A man cannot divorce his friend's wife. As much as he might not like his friend's wife, he still doesn't have the option of divorcing her. One man can only divorce his own wife. And when the Baal is memanim a shliach, he gives him koach to perform the gerushin. And there's a shlichus that doesn't require nesinas koach, just yichus ha-maisa, that the maisa of the shliach should be mesiaches to the mishaleach. For example, shlichus l'shchitas karban pesach, that even without the shlichus, if a guy shechted, the shchita is a good shchita. That in shlichus is mechadesh, that the shchitas ha-shliach counts for the mishaleach for his mitzvah. So again, we have giving him the koach, and we have that the maisa should be mesiaches, a lesser shlichus, not that he would have koach without the mishaleach, but that the maisa should be mesiaches, should relate to the mishaleach. And Rav Shimon Shkop showed a number of nafkaminas in this distinction. And Rav Shimon added that in shlichus of mesiris koach, the gedra siya shliach is a minui. In other words, mimanim oto al hadavar al yedei shemiyapim kocho. You appoint him for this matter by empowering him. Mesiris koach requires minui, but shlichus shel maisa, that the maisa should be mesiaches, that is not considered a minui, a yipui koach. Rather, it's considered a tzivui. In other words, etzem ha'uvda. שעושה אדם מעשה בציוויו של חברו, זהו המייחס את המעשה אל המשלח. Just the fact that he's mitzave him, that is מייחס the maaseh to the mishalech without nesinas koach and minui. Minui is when there's mesiras koach. Tzivui is when it's a shlichus of a maaseh. And with that, Rav Shimon explained the opinion of those who hold Tosin Bav Metzia Daf Yud in one teretz, others, that b'shlichus l'dvar aveira, the maisa is kayim, even though the mishaleach isn't punished. So how are we mechalek to say that linyan onesh we say ain shlichus l'dvar aveira, but linyan ikar shlichus we say that he is his shliach? So the answer is that there are two aspects of shlichus. Mitzat svaras divrei rav divrei talmid. That who should you listen to? Of course, you should listen to Hashem. That we absolve the mishaleach, we patur the mishaleach. It's enough to say that the maisa is not mesiaches to the mishaleach. But there's no need or necessity to be mevatel the ikar minui of shlichus that has this inyan of mesiras koach. That even if nesinas hakoach wasn't batel, and the shliach still has koach to be mekadesh, sof the maisa is not mesiaches to the mishaleach, and therefore the mishaleach is not punished, but he still has the koach to do it. So that's the yesod of the shita, that b'shliach dvar aveira the shlichus isn't batel, and therefore we say that the maisa is kayim, even though the mishaleach is not nenash. Why? Because there's still a mesiras koach here. There's just no being miyachis the maisa. Being miyachis the maisa We say divrei atar divrei atam divrei mishomim. But the etzem koach of the shliach, why is it necessary to take that away? The minui isn't batal, because the mesiris koach that was made by the shlichus still exists. And then according to the second teret of Tosis, we say dvar avera, there's no Torah shlichus because even the minui is batal. And not only what you have to be mevatel in order that he shouldn't be punished. So, but according to the first teret, one teret of Tosfos, we're only mevatel the yichus, the yachas of the maisis, the mishaleach, but not the etzem maisa. The etzem maisa is still kayim because the minui is still kayim. We don't have to be mevatel the minui. He still has the koach to do it. Moreover, explained Reb Shimon, Tosfos in Kedushin Chof Gimel Amid Beis and elsewhere when they're Miyashev the Stiris is Sugyas, that even though we say there that Kohanim are Shlichim of Hashem, because if you say there are Shlichim, how could it be that we can't do it and they can do it? Nevertheless, B'Nedarim, the Gemara has a suffix, are they our Shlichim or Shlichu D'Rachmana? Because we have a shaila nedarim hani kocha kahane shluchu derachmana dafkan inhu v'loch shluchu didan klal, or maybe there are also shluchu didan, maybe there are shlichim as well, not just shluchu derachmana. So it's hard to understand. So that's how the miyashiv between the two sugyas, that the sugya in Kedushin Chav Gimel Amid Beis says that they're Shluchu D'Rachmana. The Sugya Nedarim Lamed Hei Amid Beis, when the Gemara asks whether Shluchu D'Idan or Shluchu D'Rachmana, the Shaila is, are they Shluchu D'Rachmana Dafka only and not Shluchu D'Idan, or are they also Shluchu D'Idan? So it's not a steer. Now the Gemara Nedarim was still not contradicting the Gemara in Kedushin. It's clear that they're Shluchu D'Rachmana. The Shaila of the Gemara Nedarim is not, are they not Shluchu D'Rachmana? The Shaila is, are they also Shluchu D'Idan? So that's Tosfos. So it's hard to understand how they helped, how they're Miyashiv the Kasha. Because sof, we have a Svar. What's the Svar? The Svar is, how could it be that we can't do something and the Kohanim can do it on our behalf? So how does it help to say that they're also Shluchu D'Idan in addition to being Shluchu D'Rachmana? Why not? Because how, you're right, they're Shluchu D'Rachmana, that we agree with. But how can they also be Shluchu D'Idan? If we can't do it, how can they be our Shlichim, the Kohanim, to do the Avoda on our behalf if we can't do it? So they can't be Shluchu D'Idan at all. So the explanation is that the Safik is Klape Yichus HaMaisa Shomnam Kocham V'Yecholtam La'Avod Vaday Einu Notun Lam Yisrael Ela Midrachmana. The koach that they have, we talked about Mesiris Koach Minui. The Mesiris Koach and Minui, that's given from God. That's because of Mika Midi. Can't be that we can't do it and they can on our behalf. So it must be that was given to them by Hashem. So they're working for Hashem and not for us. But we still have Makom L'Safek Shemahem Shluchei Didan Begeder Shlichu Shal Yichus HaMaisa, that the Avoda should be Mesiaches to the Jewish people. And there's an Afgamina that they have to be Makriv Midayatam Ayin Shem and Tosfos. So that's the question. The question is, are they also Shluchei Didan that the Maisa is Mesiaches to us? In other words, Vada they need to be Shluchu D'Rachmana because of the Svar of Mika Midi. That is enough to get them to do the Krav in the first place, because now they're working for Hashem. We can't do it, they're working for Hashem. But how can the Maisa relate to us? Not as far as Mesiris Koach, but because we don't have the Koach to give to them, but as far as Yichus HaMaisa, the Maisa should be Mesiaches to us. V'klapei zeh en shechatam de Mika Midi. There, the reason of Mika Midi doesn't apply, because this Mika Midi is only klapei Mesiris Koach. It can't be Moser Koach if you don't have it yourself. But as far as Yichus HaMaisa, that the Maisa should be Mesiachis back to us, there you can have Shlichus. There the Svar of Mika Midi doesn't apply. Mika Midi is a Shail of Koach. Do you have the ability to do this? If I can't do it, then how can I appoint you to do it? If I don't have the Koach to do it, how can I allow you to do it? But to be Mesiachis the Maisa, you don't need to go there. Mesiachis the Maisa, even if I don't have the Koach to do it, this Maisa can still be Mesiachis to me. All I'm giving you shlichus, the shlichus is that the ma'aseh should be mishiachis. I mean, that's Mashal's Gemara Shail and Nedarim. Is the ma'aseh mishiachis back to the mishalech? It's interesting, in the Emre Moshin, Simen Yudches, he says, in the shlichus of Mesiris Koach, he's considered a shliach miyad b'shas ha-minui. That's the minui, that's the one when he gives the original appointment. But in the shlichus of ma'aseh d'tzivu, he's only considered a shliach b'shas ma'aseh, b'shas ha-siyas ha Hatzivui, but not Bishas when he gets the Tzivui. Because the Mesiris Koach, you can see there in the Emre Moshe, the Mesiris Koach starts Bishas Minui, and the Yichus HaMaisa is Bishas Maisa. Ayin Sham. And at this, we can understand the Lashon of Shluch Shladim Kamoso. We see it in the Gemara in the Sugi of Shlichus, only Legabeya the Alfusa from Shchitus HaPesach. And we don't see Shluch Shladim Kamoso in the Drushes of Trum and Gerishin. Because only B'Shchitus HaPesach, the Geder of Shlichus is Yichus HaMaisa. That the Maisa of the Shliach is considered like the Maisa of the Shaleach, the Mishaleach, and it's Shaiach Shluchu Kamoso. There, it needs to be the Maisa of the Mishalech by Shchitus HaPesach. But by Truma and Gerishin, there it's enough to have Nesinas Koach. Without the Shliach being considered Kamoso, to be Miyachis the Maisa to the Mishalech. You don't need to be Miyachis the Maisa, all you need is that he should have the Koach. So who's really doing this ma'isa? The shliach. But how can he do it? How can he divorce his friend's wife? Oh, because he was moser his koach to do so. But it doesn't need to be that he's doing it himself. The mishalech is doing it himself. Interesting, the makor of this expression is only in one place in the Mishnah, like Abish Shliach Tzibur, who made a mistake, Simon Rala Shochav, why mipnei sheshluch shaladim kamosa. So in Pashtus there, it's not begedur din shlichus, it's like a malita, it's a lashon mushalis. It's a borrowed term. But the Lashon of Shluchu Kamoso is Matim, because the Tefillah of the Shliach Tzibur is like the Tefillah of the Tzibur. So he's Mamish Kamoso. We can also understand the Seder Mahalach of the Gemara. The Gemara asks, why is somebody who's Sholeach Habei Rabiat Bikech? Bikeach chayev, he sends a fire in the hand of a bikeach. It's the bikeach who's chayev. Why don't we say shluch shalom kamoso? And the Gemara says, ein shlich advar avera. So the Gemara's mamid this kasha only after they bring all the makaris for shlichus. Get, and truma, and shchitus ha-pesach. And they didn't ask it on the Mishnah immediately. It says, ish makadish bo b'shlucho. So why don't we ask? What do you mean there's shlichus? V'atinan shilach b'at bikeach. It's the bikeach who's chayev, and there's no shlichus. So the answer is that in shlichus l'dvar avera, you need a gedur of yichus hamaisa to be mechayev the mishalech. Like we said, the maisa has to be mesiaches back to the mishalech in order for it to be the mishalech's avera. So from the Mishnah, we only learned the shlichus of nesinas koach by kedushin. It's nesinas koach. But it's not Yichus HaMaisa. But Sholech as HaBe'era, there it's not Shaykh, the Nidur of Mesiris Koch. There you need Yichus HaMaisa. So that isn't learned from Kedushin. That's learned from after we have the Lima from Shchitus HaPesach. Shchitus HaPesach is Yichus HaMaisa to the Mishalech. And if we say, the Maisa is Mesiachis to the Mishalech, so why then by the Aver is it not? And then we answer in Shlech Dvar Avera. So we still haven't gotten to everything we wanted to explain. We still have to explain the Chalukas between Rashi and the Rashba, but we're hoping Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the moach and the koach and the simcha and the financial means, and b'siyata d'shmaya, we will most certainly get to that. B'li neder, I hope. And we should be zocha lilmo dulami lishma velasas, and it's beautiful to learn these chashav yisodas and inyanei shlichus. Baruch Elokeinu shebanu lechvodo, v'ifni lanu min atoyim, v'natan lanu torat emet, v'chaye olam nata b'tochenu. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.